This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Queen Elizabeth is 90 years old today. Celebrations abound over in the UK. This weekend, there is going to be another cultural anniversary over there, 400 years since Shakespeare's death. Performances of his plays and readings of his sonnets are planned, festivities that will continue for the rest of the year. But there is a note of discord, a disagreement between two leading scholars over Shakespeare's money. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
On a walking tour of Shakespeare's London, we stop at what should be the most important landmark of his career.
So this is the Globe. We know that Shakespeare wasn't just the playwright and the actor, but also part owner of this building. So we know that he had some shares in this building here.
Except he didn't. The original Globe Theatre disappeared centuries ago. The modern replica was built in the 1990s. Tracing the Bard's footsteps isn't easy, as the tour guide cheerfully admits.
You will have to use your imagination for quite a lot today.
For a literary giant, Shakespeare left a remarkably faint footprint in the physical landscape and in the historical record. There are only a few fleeting references to him. But Bob Behrman, author of Shakespeare's Money, says a clear picture has emerged of the finances of the Bard and his wool dealer father, John.
Now, his father suffered, you know, quite a severe financial disaster in the 1580s, you know, leading William Shakespeare to leave Stratford and seek his fortune in the theatre to somehow reinstate the family's reputation.
A heartwarming tale, but not everyone is captivated.
It's a great story. Unfortunately, it makes no financial sense whatsoever.
David Fallow, a retired banker and Shakespearean scholar, has applied his financial acumen to the documentary evidence and concluded that
most of the Shakespeare family investments are made long before William could have made them from the theatre.
First, take the finances of the Elizabethan theatre, as spelt out by the rascally Mr. Fenniman in the movie Shakespeare in Love.
500 grundlings at twopence a head, in addition 400 backsides at threepence, penny extra for cushions. Call it 200 cushions.
Say. Actors earned around £6 a year, playwrights about £5 a play, and yet Shakespeare bought the second largest house in Stratford for £60, and that's long before he acquired his share in the Globe. He spent more than £1,000, a huge sum, on property and investments.
If you look at what the sources of cash are, what any good banker would do, where's the money? And the money's with John Shakespeare. It's in the family business.
Fallow believes that John did not go bust. He just took his highly lucrative wool-dealing business underground and sent William to London to be his front man. So much of the Shakespeare fortune came from this. And not this.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
But Bob Behrman doesn't buy it.
There's no evidence of William Shakespeare ever being involved in wool dealing.
Or that his father retained his wealth.
As far as we know, he didn't even leave a will.
But the two scholars are agreed that William Shakespeare from Stratford wrote some of the finest literature on earth and left us all a priceless legacy. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.